This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump, for the first time Sunday, appeared to acknowledge that Democrat Joe Biden won the presidential election, but then he said he is not conceding. In a string of Twitter comments, Mr. Trump continued to make baseless claims that he lost because the vote was rigged against him. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
In a series of Sunday morning tweets, Trump did not use Biden's name, but says he won. Time making clear he's not conceding and will keep trying to overturn the election result. He repeated several baseless claims about the vote, which state and federal officials say was safe and secure. Biden's incoming chief of staff, Ron Klain, told NBC's Meet the Press, if the president's prepared to begin to recognize that reality, that's positive, but adds Trump's Twitter feed doesn't make Joe Biden president or not president. The American people did that. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The leaders of Ethiopia's rebellious Tigray region confirmed on Sunday that his forces had fired rockets at the airport in capital. It's a major escalation that raises fears of a wider war in the Horn of Africa region. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Mengistu Abrakai says he doesn't know where his children are. Like at least 20,000 others, according to the United Nations, he's fled Ethiopia's Tigray region amid an escalating conflict in which it has been claimed neighboring Eritrea is now involved. At the Sudanese border town of Hamdayet, Mengistu says he ran from looting, stealing, and killing. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent the Tigray after accusing forces there of attacking the national army. Sunday, Tigray's leader, Debretsion Gebremichael, accused neighboring Eritrea of also sending in tanks and thousands of troops and said his forces had retaliated with rockets fired at the Eritrean capital.
That's Reuters' David